Would you believe Cambridge residents have donated over £460,000 to the appeal set up by the Disasters Emergency Committee to help those affected by the earthquake in Nepal? A total of £41 million has been raised since the appeal launched just last Tuesday. Tim Pilkington joins us now as the chief executive of one of the 13 charities which make up that Disasters Emergency Committee, World Vision. Hi, Tim.
Hi there.
First of all, of course, this is a very worthy cause, as we know from the news pictures and the information coming out of Nepal.
Absolutely. No, it's a really tough situation over there. There's, I think, 8,000 dead, 16,000 injured, 2.8 million people displaced from their homes, and obviously it's tough getting the aid through when there's been an earthquake. A lot of the infrastructure has been disrupted and damaged, but the good news is the great contributions that the people of Cambridge have already made are making a huge difference already.
And these appeals that have been launched aren't done lightly. You know, there are lots of disasters all the time, sadly, around the world, and it has to be, people in dire need for there to be this sort of national appeal that was launched by the DEC.
That's correct, yeah. So the DEC is when the 13 biggest aid organisations come together, because there is such an overwhelming humanitarian need that we collaborate. And we also work with the broadcasters like yourselves, the BBC and ITV and Sky, and everybody comes together to try and engage the public and reach out and inspire the UK's generosity. And that's what's happened here, and that's what we're hoping will continue to happen, because there's more that can be done. But that's when we come together, is when it's the most serious things.
And you picked out Cambridge as a particularly generous part of the world, and as it happens, you're a Cambridge boy.
Absolutely. And I grew up around Cambridge. I went to Newnham Croft, then Parkside, then Hills Road. And I still live around Cambridge. And it makes me proud to know that my home city, actually, I think it came 10th in the sort of league of cities of the most generous so far. And for our size, Cambridge has punched way above its weight. And I think that's great credit to the people of Cambridge.
Why is it, do you think?
I honestly don't know. Maybe it's something to do with the sort of multiculturalness of Cambridge, the optimism of Cambridge. I think people from Cambridge are very outward focused. But, I couldn't actually tell you why, but it does make me proud, and it doesn't surprise me, coming from Cambridge, that people are that generous.
Tell us what the money is going to be spent on. Do we know the specifics yet?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's basically providing the most urgent assistance to people. So it's things like making sure people have some shelter. So, for instance, World Vision had pre-positioned, we prepare for these disasters in advance. We had things like about 4,000 tarpaulins in Dubai. We've been flying those in and getting those to people so they have some shelter. It's making sure people have clean water, food, and basic health kits. So in these early phases, it is really about just attending to those most basic needs. But at the same time, because we're a child-focused charity, we're also trying to make sure that we focus on children in this and their needs. And we're trying to set up, within the sort of devastation, some safe spaces that children can go to during the days while their parents are trying to sort out the relative chaos of their lives. But we're trying to provide safe spaces for kids as well, even at this stage of the relief. But as we go forward, it will become more about then how do you get some of the infrastructure back up and running in what is such a poor country. One of the real challenges in Nepal is not just that this has been an incredibly devastating earthquake, but it is such an incredibly poor country, so the resources it has of its own to rebuild are actually quite limited.
Yes, I spoke to somebody who had been there during the earthquake, an academic from Tibet, actually, who's based at Cambridge University, and he said that the thing that he worried about most was all those villages he'd travelled through when he was going from Tibet to Nepal, those far-flung villages, which, of course, have been, as you said, utterly devastated, and the people don't have the resource to help themselves.
Absolutely, and I think because of World Vision's, so our particular work in Nepal, we already have about 200 staff there because we've been working in Nepal for many years, and those are in those type of urban areas. But so it's tough to get through to those places, and certainly they're not all being helped. But I just want to encourage people, if they do give money, it is getting through to those areas even now. But we need to get even more money so we can make even more difference, because those places are tough to reach. It's really helicopters and donkeys and getting stuff there on foot sometimes to get to some of those far-flung places, which makes it a big logistical challenge.
You got people there on the ground, Tim?
We do. So World Vision has about 200 staff in Nepal permanently helping the communities there because it is a poor country even before this happened. And obviously we've then also got specialists who go in, as the other DC aid agencies do as well. So British Red Cross, Save the Children, Oxfam, Care Plan, ActionAid. I'll upset some of my fellow CEOs by not having mentioned them all, but they all have programs and are doing relief work there.
But you all come under the same umbrella, we should stress, which is dec.org.uk.
Absolutely. So that's exactly where we want people to be giving at the moment. We've come together, all these different organisations, to give a united front to the public to try and make it simple for them to know where to give the money if they want to help in this particular disaster, absolutely.
And a big pat on the back to everybody who's contributed. Tim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Tim Pilkington there, Chief Executive of World Vision. And the telephone number, that 24-hour hotline, is 0370 60 60 900, and dec.org.uk is the web address. You can also text the word support to 70,000. That donates £5. Text the word support.